Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so do enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
By the way, I want to welcome aboard our newest affiliates, our station. Actually, we already had a station, WBHP, in Huntsville, but they have expanded their coverage. They are heard in both Huntsville and Decatur, Alabama, but now you can also get WBHP on FM in Huntsville. So welcome to our new FM listeners to 106.5 there, WBHP in Huntsville, also available in HD2.
Yeah, for that dozen people who have an HD radio in Huntsville, Alabama, right, you can hear us on HD2.
For everybody who's not a radio general manager or something like that. I have an HD radio, but hardly anybody else does. But we're there. But we're also on regular FM2, Mark, so regular FM listeners can hear us in Huntsville. Anyway,
yes,
welcome aboard.
Very important.
All right, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. We were talking last hour about some of the things that are going on up here in New Hampshire, and they're pretty outrageous. We do discuss the Free State Project on a regular basis. Not only are they a sponsor of the show, but we're also, Mark, you and I are both participants in the Free State Project. We made the move here in order to achieve liberty in our lifetime. And in order to achieve liberty, there are risks involved. We're going to talk here in a moment to one of the people that actually had guns drawn on him. But first, I want to make sure we get to Michael in California, who's been waiting patiently. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Michael. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, it's kind of interesting. I was just thinking we're thinking about relocating into the freest state we could possibly find. And I was kind of taken aback about what was taking place. Just on this conversation that I was listening to about them rounding you guys up and arresting you.
Yeah, are you scared now? Did they scare you away? Because I bet that's their intent.
No, I don't frighten easy. You know, it's a matter of you just say no. And if so many people call them for indie radio and say that they're afraid, that's exactly what they want. And no, I am not afraid. I was born a free American, and I plan on dying one. So, no, I'm not afraid. Not whatsoever.
In case you want to find out what the free estates are, the Mercatus Center did a study. I believe it was released initially in early part of 2009, and they're following it up here in a month or two with some kind of update. But New Hampshire, I think it was Colorado and South Dakota, pretty much tied for first place, although New Hampshire slightly in the lead.
New Hampshire does have the lowest ratio of all of the states as far as government bureaucrats to non-government bureaucrats. The bureaucrat ratio is the lowest here, so that's a good thing. But despite the initial increase of freedom you will receive likely by making the move to New Hampshire, there are still tyrants here, wannabe tyrants here, and bootlickers here as well. So we certainly have our work cut out for us, but I'm glad to hear that you haven't been dissuaded. Anything else you want to share tonight, Michael?
Yeah, the question I had was how much of what took place was, I guess you guys, somebody was out smoking marijuana in a park?
Yeah, about 100, close to 150 someone's.
What happened was back during the Liberty Forum, which is a yearly event that gathers hundreds of people together into the same place in New Hampshire in order for the purpose of getting folks together and socializing and, you know, speechifying and stuff like
convention.
That. It's a convention. It's a good time. But since so many people were together, they all went out to do a 420 celebration. The cops came in, busted it up with undercovers, brought in like the whole squad of uniformed police.
Right.
To,
if you wanted to commit a crime in Nashua, New Hampshire, that was the time to do it because I had all their cops out hassling peaceful people.
They arrested one local young man who happened to show up, and he wasn't even part of the original group. He just showed up and hung out with us. They arrested him for marijuana possession. They arrested another activist for disorderly conduct and resisting arrest for sitting down in front of the police cars. They attempted to kidnap the young man. And then a couple of the other folks that were nearby the guy that was sitting down in front of the police car were also technically in front of the police car, and they were, I guess, in the road when the police were demanding to get out of the road. Now, 4 weeks later, the cops show up at the homes of those individuals who were still in the road and haul them off to jail on so-called disorderly conduct charges. It's a pretty chilling thing, and they're, you know, they are absolutely trying to crack down, and they're trying to show how strong and tough they are and scare people away. And I think that, you know, you're right, Michael, it's going to have the opposite of, effect. People are going to see this, and they're going to say, wow, there's something really happening up there in New Hampshire. Clearly, these activists are onto something because the police are lashing out like this. As Gandhi said, I believe I'm paraphrasing here, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, and then you win. So you decide where we're at on Gandhi's scale there of his timetable. Michael, I thank you for the call tonight, and I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So the people that have been rounded up in the last 3 days, three activists arrested. There's another one who's got an arrest warrant out for her. They haven't picked her up yet. But these people they're going after, none of them were smoking pot. They're all going after them for so-called disorderly conduct.
It may very well be that that Gandhi quote is spurious and not quoted, not actually Gandhi.
It's not Gandhi?
It might not be.
It's widely quoted as Gandhi.
It certainly is.
It's a good quote either way.
It is.
We continue here with your phone calls, though. Let's talk to Roger listening in Evansville. Roger, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Roger. What's on your mind tonight? You're listening to WGBF.
Yeah, I was a cop in New Hampshire in the Air Force doing nuclear weapons security, protecting and defending the Constitution. And sometimes cops don't even get their rights enforced because after I went through a visitation battle, I couldn't even get my First Amendment right to assemble enforced. So I was kind of wondering if New Hampshire was still the live free or die state, and sounds like they didn't exactly let me and about 20,000 other fathers live free with their kids.
No, the motto is definitely lost, I think, on a lot of people.
And when it comes to family law in the United States, there are a lot of problems when it comes to the men and their ability to see their children, and they're being forced to pay for kids that they aren't allowed to see because mothers get to do what they want.
Yep.
Is there a group still, Fathers United for Equal Justice, up there? You ever heard of it?
I wouldn't be able to tell you, but I'm sure a quick search on the internet would likely reveal whether or not there is such a group.
I would imagine. I mean, you're talking about a group of people that are pretty upset. Fathers tend to be pretty upset about not getting to see their kids. I know.
It's been around since at least '85 because that's when I met Mike Giannoulis.
Well, I do know that there are a lot of liberty-minded people that are coming up here, and families and single people and all kinds of folks. So it's likely that even if that group doesn't exist, and I imagine it still does, that there are other people up here that share your perspective. And I thank you for the call. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about this movement. Over 10,000 people signed up so far, and we want to reach 20,000. But you don't have to wait until 20,000 to make the move and get active up here. There's a lot going on, not just civil disobedience and non-cooperation, but things inside the system as well that are, I think, having a level of success here that was impossible where I come from. I come from Florida.
When it comes to the Gandhi quote here, it's not impossible that Gandhi said the first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win, because, you know, these quotes from history, they tend to get used over and over again. But describing the stages of winning strategy of nonviolent activism, a close variant of the quotation first appears in 1914 U.S. trade union address by Nicholas Klein. And my friends, in this story, you have a history of the entire movement. First they ignore you. Then they ridicule. Then they attack you and want to burn you. Then they build monuments to you. And that is what is going to happen to the Amalgamated Clothing Workers of America.
Well, a lot of ideas have been borrowed from others. So maybe Gandhi popularized the statement that he borrowed elsewhere.
Absolutely.
Let's continue here and talk to Joe listening in New Hampshire. Joe, it was you who made the phone call to the activist alert system today, the Porcupine 411 system, which, by the way, anybody can have. If they've got a good group of activists in their area, they can just go to porcupine411.com. You can get signed up and get your own one of these. It's great little phone system that actually delivers your message out to an unlimited, theoretically unlimited amount of subscribers via email and that sort of thing. But, Joe, you called up this morning because you were held at gunpoint by the police.
Yeah, something like that. How are you guys doing tonight?
Good. Well, all things considered.
No, I hear you. All right, well, I guess I'll start at the beginning. It's been a crappy weekend. It's a rainy Saturday, so around noon, a knock came on my door, and I wasn't expecting anyone.
I'll tell you what, Joe, you're going to have to hang on. We are nailed to the clock, and I'll bring you back here in a moment. You can stick with us, right? All right, great. Hang on. More with Joe from Manchester, New Hampshire. He'll talk about the police holding him at gunpoint as they made an arrest for disorderly conduct.
Can you hear that?
Can you hear it?
It's very annoying.
I hear it.
Can you hear that sound? That ringing? That hissing?
I can't get to sleep with it.
I can't concentrate. I hear it constantly.
You can't hide from it.
Everywhere I go, it doesn't go away. It drives me nuts.
It's tinnitus.
A constant ringing in your ear caused by loud machines.
Loud music.
Ah, finally. Quietus.
I love Quietus. Quietus will stop the ringing fast.
Quietus is all-natural, chewable, quiet relief.
Quiet relief so I can work.
I now get a full night's rest. Quietus has helped thousands of people with tinnitus.
Quietus is real, my friend.
Quietus has changed my life.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Quietus at 1-800-758-1817. That's 1-800-758-1817. Stop the ringing now. 1-800-758-1817. That's 1-800-758-1817.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program, inviting you to take control of the airwaves and bring up, well, whatever you want. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got various different ways for you to listen in to the program. Of course, we prefer you listen on your local talk radio station, but you can also listen whenever we're not on your local talk radio station by going to listen.freetalklive.com. We've got 24-hour streams there airing the latest episode of Free Talk Live. At all times, you can go to listen.freetalklive.com. Also, you'll experience our webcam if you'd like, and the listen lines that allow you to listen in via any phone that can dial long distance. Listen.freetalklive.com to tune in and get the details.
The major search engines out there, you know, the names Yahoo, and Google, they're greedy for your information. That's the reason they give you something as expensive as a search engine, absolutely free, so that they can put cookies on your computer and take your information, sell it off to third-party advertisers, and sometimes they even give it to the government. If this bothers you, try startpage.com. You can take their 7-day challenge today. You can use startpage.com instead of your Big Brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, but unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. They have a proxy link beneath each search result, and you can use that. Normally, you have to pay for that too. In other places on the internet, but startpage.com gives it to you for free. Take their 7-day challenge today at startpage.com.
All right, so we go back to Joe. He's one of the activists here in New Hampshire. He's made the move within the last, Joe, when did you move up?
August 1st.
So not quite a full year here in New Hampshire, and you've been probably one of the more active new movers, having been on the scene of a lot of the 420 celebrations as far as being visible, at least in the civil disobedience part of the movement. And you were there the first time Big Mike was arrested, and you were there today, because apparently you guys are roommates, The police came to your home. We're about to pick up your story right where it left off, which was actually at the very beginning. But they came to your home today looking to arrest your roommate because he was, I guess, talking to a cop from the road at an event several weeks ago?
I'm guessing so. It's my opinion that the cops have just been looking at the videos and have been picking out what they consider a crime would be, and the people who they can positively identify, they're just going and rounding them up. Because I know they have Mike's name from his previous arrest, so they could have been like, oh, well, he's already in the system, we can just go grab him.
Right, and it seems like so far what they've done is they've arrested the people that were in the road. When the cops showed up at this 420 celebration a few weeks ago, when the uniformed cops showed up, they started demanding that people get out of the road, and there were a few people that were less than immediately cooperative. It seems like they've targeted them first. That doesn't mean the rest of the folks there will be completely unharmed, but nonetheless, it seems to be who they're going after at this point. But it's still ludicrous because, you know, they didn't interfere with anything. They just didn't obey the arbitrary order by the men with guns.
Oh, yeah. And there's actually a video of Mike, listening to a cop to get onto the sidewalk, you know. There's actual video of Mike complying with a police officer to do what he says, and they still found the need to want to arrest him today. So cop shows up at my front door, and so he knocks and he says he's the police, and so the first thing I do is lock the deadbolt. And I say I don't talk to police. He says he has a warrant for the arrest of someone named Mike. I ask to see the warrant. He doesn't show it. He says, well, I'm going to kick down your door. We have a warrant. I'm like, I just want to see the warrant. I'm not going to let you into my house if you don't, you know, show me the warrant. He doesn't show it. A second police officer comes and they, you know, continue to threaten to, you know, kick down my door. He goes back and forth for a few seconds. You know, if you don't open the door, we're going to kick it in. You know, we're going to come in this house regardless. And so, you know, I'm not escalating. I'm just trying to, you know, ask them, you know, I just want to see their proof that they're supposed to be here.
I'm curious about this warrant, a warrant to arrest, if that gives them the right to forcibly enter a property. I don't know that that's necessarily true. I mean, they don't have a warrant to enter the property. They have a warrant for arrest.
Yeah.
And they haven't shown it.
No. In fact, they never did. What ended up happening is, you know, basically the lead cop unholstered his firearm and basically, you know, took it out and was pointing at the floor and said, I'm kicking in this door right now. If you don't open up, you are going to jail. So, you know, like, you know, they had their weapons out. And, this, you know, I'm just like, all right. So
that's pretty serious.
I like, huh?
That's pretty serious. It's pretty intimidating.
Oh, no, it's very intimidating.
Yeah.
I mean, I never grew up around guns or anything, and I've gotten into them as I've gotten older, but I've never had one, you know, threatened to be used against me in my life. And it was it's still very shaking. I still kind of getting like the shakes just talking about
it. Yeah, it's scary. I mean, the idea that you've never had a gun used against you until today, and it was by a police officer who's allegedly here to protect and serve and protect freedom and
right,
all that.
Doesn't want to show you a warrant, you know, a supposedly lawful warrant before he kicks your door in.
I wonder if they were just bluffing, Joe. I really wonder about that. I mean, it's obviously
I wouldn't play with them.
Right. Obviously, hindsight is always 20/20, and it's easy for me to sit here and I didn't have the guns pointed at my head or through the door or whatever. But nonetheless, I just, you know, I'm curious. Would they have? I mean, did they have a battering ram with them? Would they actually have just started kicking at the door?
He drew his service piece. I mean, come on, man. He drew it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. He was threatening to kick it. There was a female officer as their third one on the scene, and there was no battering ram or anything. I think it really upset him that I locked the door in front of him, because, mm-hmm. I mean, the moment I locked the deadbolt, he tried opening the door right away, like
wow.
I unlocked the door for him or something. So, you know, so he was pretty agitated the moment I locked the door in front of him. You know, I imagine he saw it as, you know, as an insult to his authority or something. How dare I, you know, not want him in my house? But so the moment I unlocked the deadbolt, I mean, the two officers with the guns drawn came rushing in, and, you know, Mike was out of his room at that point. I called him over while, you know, this back and forth was going on. I was like, Mike, cops are here. They're looking for you. You know, like, get your crap together. You know, like, this is, you know, I don't think they're going away. So they busted into the door, and Mike and I have our hands up, and, you know, they have their guns pointed at us. And so Mike's like, guys, calm down. I'm Mike. I'm the one you're looking for. You know, Mike is really good at de-escalating situations.
He is a cool, calm dude.
Right, and I love this. I love that the law enforcement officers that supposedly work for us all choose not to show lawful warrants, you know, to people, to homeowners before they threaten to bust their houses in, pull their holster pieces, aren't any good at de-escalating situations.
This is on a disorderly conduct
this
charge.
A misdemeanor. A class B misdemeanor.
It could be a violation, Mark.
I don't know what it is. It's ridiculous, though. I mean, it was way over the top. I mean,
they treated you like you were a violent criminal, and this was nonsense, just absolute nonsense. So now that they try to start,
what they treated him like was somebody who was disobeying. And that's the highest crime in the United States is disobedience to authority. And because, you know, a speeding ticket's just a ticket, but choosing not to pull over for the guy with the lights flashing, that's a death sentence on the side of the road.
But now they're in your home, your private residence. They are in there. Did they begin to try to search around, or since Mike was there, was he able to, I want to find out what happened next. Can you stick with us, Joe?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, great. More with Joe from Manchester. Was held at gunpoint. Not guns pointed at the floor. Gunpoint today. On an alleged warrant, was never shown, for disorderly conduct. 1-800-259-9231. Are you scared yet? Are you scared now? You want to just put your head down and pretend like none of this is happening?
There is no police state.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, a lot of them. In fact, you can go all the way back to the beginning of 2009 and listen in free over at freetalklive.com. Again, that is freetalklive.com.
If you're going to go up against the judicial system in the United States, well, you need to know the rules. And the way you can find out the rules in a fashion that an eighth grader can grasp in less than 24 hours is jurisdictionary.com. It'll show you how to draft pleadings, understand the court's power, get evidence from opponents, motions, hearings, objections, affirmative defenses, and to do legal research. It's jurisdictionary.com, written by a doctor of jurisprudence who has a fire in his soul for public legal education. Jurisdictionary.com.
So, Mark, you mentioned the police state a few moments ago, the idea that we might just possibly be in one. In fact, I would argue that we've been in a police state for a number of years. But we had some activists up here in New Hampshire, some of the liberty activists that moved up here as part of the Free State Project. Of course, you're welcome to go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. Had their home busted into this morning by the police. Now, they actually did manage to intimidate their way in. I guess busted isn't quite the right word. But nonetheless, the cops claimed they had a warrant. They never showed the warrant. They did show their guns, however, and intimidated their way inside this man's house. His roommate is on the line with us here. We're talking about Big Mike, who was arrested. We're on with Joe in Manchester. They came in, guns drawn and aimed at you, all to arrest your roommate, Big Mike, for disorderly conduct for something that happened weeks ago. This was a total show of force, and it was entirely all about intimidation and punishing you for not being obedient little serfs. Because clearly this level of force is not necessary to bring somebody into a pair of handcuffs for so-called disorderly conduct of something that happened weeks prior. But, Joe, you're still with us here. And so after the cops entered into your homes with guns drawn and pointed at you, you say that Big Mike came out and began to try to, I guess, smooth things over because he's pretty good at that.
Yeah. I mean, we both had our hands up behind our head, and Mike was like, "Guys, like, calm down. You know, please put your guns away. Like, I'm here. I'm ready to go." I immediately, I had a piece of paraphernalia out in my, because the room that they came into was wide and open, and it was, you know, like, it's a big portion of my house. Mm-hmm. So I immediately sort of just backed up against it and, you know, blocked it from their sight because yeah. I didn't really want to go to jail myself.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And Mike pretty much, you know, like, got his shoes on, you know, got his coat. They handcuffed him right in the living room, or right in my kitchen, right in the area where they came in. They didn't search my house, and they were pretty much, once they had Mike, they were in and out, and, you know, it just, you know, left my door wide open, too. And I asked them to, you know, could you guys shut my door? And they refused.
Yeah,
they were like, no, you can shut your own door. I'm like, all right.
Now, is it this point that you finally managed to grab your, what appears to be your BlackBerry or whatever kind of phone you have, and you began actually recording video of what happened? That video footage is up. People can see it at freekeen.com. It was posted just this afternoon, so it should be right up there toward the top of the page. People really need, activists really need to have port 411 on speed dial. And it's hard to think sometimes when you're under pressure, and I imagine it's expressly hard to think when people are pointing guns and threatening. But this may not be the end of the roundups. This may not be the end of the arrests. So we'll continue letting folks know what happens here, and I hope that that people take the precaution to have a video camera nearby, as you did, Joe, and have a cell phone nearby with our Pork 411 number on it, so they can hit a button and have it dial out and record the scene. Because recording these bureaucrats is all we can really do besides refusing to obey and non-cooperating. This is the way we can get the word out to people of how tyrannical the state is and how violent and dangerous they truly are. So I'm glad that you had your camera with you.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of wish I had it with me earlier, but, I mean, it's kind of hard to think on your feet when there are
absolutely,
you know, men outside your door pounding and yelling.
Right. I hope you never get the chance to practice with a gun in your face again either, because this is not something you can really easily prepare for at all.
No, not at all. And, I mean, truthfully, I've had more interactions with the police since I've been here. So, I mean, I'm not really good at it, and I'm constantly learning on what to do. And, you know, even when taking the camera out and, you know, interacting with them, just saying no when they tell you to back off or stop recording, you know, it's something you really have to, you know, train yourself to do, you know, because it's really intimidating. These people at any point can, you know, snap and, like, you know, decide that they no longer want you there and just take you away.
Well, or they can shoot you. I mean, if they shoot you, they'll just make some crap up about how you lunged for them and they felt scared. And if a cop feels scared,
they erase the video off your camera and that's it.
He can shoot people. So, Joe.
And they back each other up.
So they took Big Mike out of there. He was the third arrest out of. Now, they're looking for a fourth person up here that we know of. Who knows how many other people they're looking for. Of course, as usual, once one of the activists is arrested, the Port 411s go out. The phone numbers for the police departments are given out, and people are encouraged to call in and check in and you know, essentially let the police know that they have their friend and that they don't appreciate them doing these kidnappings that they've been doing. And that's what happened then, is I guess you got on the ball and started sending out messages to people and doing whatever you could to help out Mike from behind the scenes.
Yeah, I mean, we are here to do that. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I felt really left out of the loop when I was just listening to it from, you know, Rochester, New York. And so, I mean, the fact that I can just do anything to help Mike, because I know Mike would do the exact same thing for me if I ever got, you know, into any trouble. And I would pretty much expect it from any, you know, of my close group of friends that I have up here now. And, yeah, I mean, it is what it is, unfortunately. It's just sort of frustrating, you know. Got him out of jail.
Do you think this is, I mean, did this scare you, Joe? Are you going to decide to forget about activism, maybe go back home to Rochester? I mean, it's pretty scary.
No, not at all, actually. I'm excited because I think this is going to bring more people here. I mean, I think, you know, the whole thing with Sam was what really got me excited, and the fact that they're, you know, they're rounding people up, that's not anything small. It means that they think there's a problem, and yeah. I think that's just going to motivate more people to be here because I think people are going to realize how important their presence here is.
Absolutely. You know, this is where it's happening. Right. This is where liberty is going to happen because the activists here are actually willing to put something on the line, and I think that's such an important factor. The risk factor, I think, it means something. A lot of people believe they can get liberty just by begging politicians for it, and I'm sorry, I don't really believe that's going to be effective. It certainly hasn't been effective to this point because it's very low risk. If you want significant reward, you have to involve yourself in risk, and that means that, you know, the cops might hurt somebody. But nonetheless, I mean, Gandhi and his followers were harmed. Martin Luther King and his friends were harmed by the police. So it's not an easy road. But then again, very few things worth doing are easy. So, Joe, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad that that you were there this morning, and I'm glad you're all right, and that you know they didn't crush any heads during this. But pointing guns at people,
or shoot my dog,
or shoot your dog. Yeah, they certainly love to do that any chance they get. But when a cop pulls a gun on somebody who has done nothing to indicate that in any way they are dangerous or amount to any risk to these police officers, it's absolutely it's just outrageous. And it seems to me like they do this kind of stuff because, well, they're probably, you know, just adrenaline junkies. But also, they want you to respond violently. They want you to lash out.
There's no accountability either. You can't sue a police officer for their actions on duty. They have qualified immunity, pretty much.
Oh, yeah. I mean, not to mention that he pre-qualified the drawing of his firearm by saying that I was in a threatening posture. I mean, I'm not a small guy. I'm like 6'3", 250, and, you know, he said I was threatening because, you know, just the way I was standing, you know. And
you mean behind a locked door?
Yeah. And, well, you know, when I unlocked the door, I moved to the side. Well, I moved to the side because I knew they were going to rush in. You know, I knew that, you know, I knew what was coming. So I was just happy I wasn't thrown to the ground and arrested either. So.
People can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about the movement. They can visit freekeen.com to keep up to date on what's going on with the activists that have been arrested. And, of course, we'll keep talking about it here on Free Talk Live as time goes on and updating
our
listeners.
Thank you so much, guys.
Joe, thank you for being here. We appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. So are we in a police state? Is this a police state in the United States of America? If not, what qualifications, what criteria do you have that would tell you that it is? It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow
Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow for the rest of your life.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Food Strag. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a 1-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Many of you have already heard about the Gutter Brush, a great do-it-yourself gutter protection system that will keep your gutters flowing freely. I love to recommend products like this. It's such a great idea and it's simple to install. Just slide the brush into the gutter, no cutting or tools necessary. Gutter Brush works with any roof or gutter type and blocks debris from building up in the gutter while allowing water to flow right through. Here's the best part. From now until April 25th, you can get 6 feet of the standard 5-inch gutter brush absolutely free to try for yourself while supplies last. Yes, free. No shipping, no handling, no gimmicks. Simply visit gutterbrush.com and click on the free gutter brush button to submit your order. Or call 888-397-9433 and ask for the free 6-foot gutter brush today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up anything, the live Saturday edition of the program tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The site is free. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their websites. We give ours away, freetalklive.com. In fact, the main page of the site is not about Free Talk Live, really. It's more about our listeners and what you think is important, because you get to submit show prep ideas to the website, whether it be a news story or a video file or something like that, a blog post, anything that is linkable on the internet. You put the link in there, and then it shows up, if it's not already in the system, that is. And then other listeners can vote it up or vote it down, and you can vote up and down the various different suggestions that you find on the site. And it's totally free. The most popular suggestions will make it to the front page of the website and make it more likely we'll talk about them on the air. Head on over to freetalklive.com, get yourself a free account, and get started. That's freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we will take your phone calls about anything, but I'm curious as to how you feel about the question, is this a police state? Is the current state of affairs here in the political geographic landmass known as the United States of America, is it a police state? Well, we just finished giving you a lengthy story from one of our listeners about how he and his roommate were held at gunpoint this morning by police who intimidated their way into their home.
Well, and we need to point out that they had an arrest warrant, but they refused to show it.
There's that too, yeah.
I mean, they wouldn't show it to a man before he had to open the door to his home. And it seems to me that if you're not sovereign of your home, that this isn't America anymore, at least not the one that I understood.
Yeah, and I happen to think it's kind of silly that just because they have a piece of paper signed by some man in a robe that somehow justifies them coming into your home and violating.
But it's supposed to be a nation of laws. That's what's supposed to stop.
But they're not even following them.
Right. Well, they don't have to.
No, they're not following their own rules. And when was the last time they did?
But that's what a police state would be, essentially, isn't it? I mean, if the police got to do whatever they wanted.
Yeah, I think so.
I guess it could be a crackdown. I guess it could be a written in law crackdown. Still.
I think there are certain hallmarks of a police state, and I think that the police being able to do whatever they want, getting away with whatever kind of tyrannizing that they're doing, holding peaceful people at gunpoint or searching through people's cars, throwing stuff everywhere, and then making you put everything back together. And again, illegal searches happen all the time in this country and have been doing so for a long time.
The random stops of people within 100 miles of the border,
checkpoints,
which is a great deal of the United States if you consider if you consider the coastline, the border, and as I understand it, the United States government does, that's a great deal of the country where they can just stop people randomly, demand their demand their citizenship, their papers, and whatever else that they want to ask.
You've got checkpoints, you've got police raids that happen on a regular basis. Radley Balco over at theagitator.org has I think, calculated it out. Was it 40,000 per year or something like that across the country? I don't remember what the number was.
It's all to prosecute the drug war.
It's a lot of violent kicking in of doors, destruction of property, stealing money, stealing chemicals, stealing plants. And all in the, like you say, all in the name of the war on drugs, in the name of attempting to essentially tell you you don't own yourself. That you don't own your body, that you don't get to decide for yourself what it is that you put inside you. I mean, it's a fundamental violation of human rights. And it goes on a regular basis, and has been. This is not an Obama thing. It's not a Bush thing. It's been going on for much longer than them. It's just ramped up during the last 10 years, more so than ever. Of course, as an earlier caller pointed out, now we do have cell phones. We do have different ways
video
to communicate
cameras,
video.
Cameras.
Yeah, we can communicate these awful things that are happening. But they're still happening. And in many cases, they still get away with, in some cases, murder. The videos have changed some cases to the benefit of the defendants, like the recent case in Maryland with the police that we talked about earlier this week, with the police just beating on a college kid just for no reason whatsoever. They actually had to drop the charges in that case because of the video. So there are some cases
right,
where
they outright lied. I mean, they absolutely lied.
Of course they do. That's what they always do.
They said that the horse, that the guy ran up on the horse and the horse mauled him. There's a video of nothing like that happening.
No, he didn't get anywhere near that horse.
And it makes you wonder how many times, and it seems to me quite a few of them, do the cops get together, they get their little story down real quick on the way to the, dragging the person off to the emergency room.
Well, do you remember you say how many times? You remember when we had that tape that we played on the air from Eugene Seiler years ago on this program? He was kind of like a small-time drug dealer, I guess, in Tennessee or something like that.
Yeah,
just a punk. But nonetheless, he did not deserve what was done to him. Nope. These undercover cops or plainclothes cops came to his house during their off time or something like that. I don't know if they were officially on duty at the time. They certainly didn't act like it. But they came to his house to threaten him and to torture him into giving them information and signing a statement, waiving his rights. They wanted him to sign a statement that would waive his rights and essentially, plead guilty and allow them to search and do all kinds of things. And they were coercing him into signing it. And because he refused to, because he was smart enough, he wasn't the most brilliant guy in the world, but because he was smart enough to know that he shouldn't sign something like that if he was under duress, he wouldn't sign it. They hooked his testicles up to electrodes, to a car battery.
It's absolutely true. I mean, it happened.
It was 45 minutes of screaming torture. I mean, that was one of the things they did to him. What had happened was, before the cops came in, they spotted them. His wife turned on a tape recorder, put the tape recorder up on a bookshelf, out of sight, out of mind, so the cops could not see it. They didn't know they were being recorded, and they ran out of tape. The tape was only 45 minutes on one side, so they ran out of tape. You didn't actually end up, if you look for the audio of Eugene Seiler, you don't hear the whole thing. They continued torturing that man after 45 minutes of it. I mean, just all kinds of threats and intimidation and out-and-out torture. And these people, these were some of the upper echelon of the police department. Sergeants and lieutenants and, I don't know if there was a captain in there, but they were...
some departments don't have them.
We have shown in many of our interviews of retired cops on this program that they'll tell you. if they're being honest with you, that the corrupt guys rise through the ranks. And so I ask again, what is your criteria? If you don't think this is a police state, what would make you believe that it is? You must have some sort of onus of criteria, something that if you heard about it was happening, that you would say, my gosh, this is a police state. What is that? I mean, if you don't believe it, if you think we're in a police state, okay, fine, well, we're in agreement. But if you don't believe that this is a police state, I want to hear from you at 800-259-9231. Dave is with us in Montana. You, I think, are in agreement with us on this one, Dave. What's on your mind tonight?
The Unpatriot Act places us right in the middle of police stateville, man. They could listen to, now they could listen to your calls and they could do whatever the heck they want in the name of terrorism. And they're only using terrorism as a cattle prod to corral nations, man. That's what they're doing with terrorism.
It's a boogeyman.
They're trying to ram stuff down our throat that's un-American, and the only way they're going to do it is through a police state. So love it, man. You're in it.
Love the police state? I don't know about that. I like the idea of loving your enemy. I don't know if I love the police state. How about I love the individuals and show them forgiveness and understanding? Dave, thanks for the call.
They ripped their throat out.
No, that sounds like violence, and I would never advocate such a thing. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But I can empathize. I understand why it is that people would feel that way.
You know, one could use that in a sort of euphemistic fashion from a verbally rip their throat out. But I don't like to use that terminology at all anymore in my life because I just don't want to feel that way. I don't want to...
words are important.
Yeah, I don't want to use words like I'm fighting against the state. No, I'm not. I'm done fighting. I've fought all I'm going to fight. Thank you very much.
What you resist persists. I agree with you. The term fight is constantly found in the political lexicon, if you will. If you're looking and you're watching the various different shows on television about politics, if you get a fundraising letter from the Republicans or Democrats or the Libertarians or whoever it is, it's always about, well, we've got to fight. We've got to gear up for a fight. There's a big fight coming, and we've got to fight. You'll see the words. You'll see battle. You'll see fight. You'll see things.
Struggle.
Struggle. And of course, it never ends. I mean, when one side gets in control, the other side fights to win the reins of power back. And, of course, regardless of which of the political sides win, we who love liberty lose because none of them are fighting for freedom. None of them are advocating true freedom. A lot of the Republicans talk a good game about freedom, but they don't mean it because they don't actually do anything about it. They increase the size of the state and the scope of the state in the way that they think is best. And it's been the Republicans and Democrats have been working together to bring you the police state that you have today. But are we wrong about that? Are we being hyperbolic? Are we being reactionary? Is this not, in point of fact, a police state? I would like to hear from somebody who believes it's not. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind. That's the point of this program. But specifically looking to hear from somebody that doesn't believe that the United States is facing and dealing with a police state. And if you don't believe that it's a police state, then please answer for me. What criteria? What would make you believe that it is? More coming up. Hour 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.